Tonight in verse number 20, we'll finish up Romans chapter number 5 tonight, and we'll grab two verses. Be all over the book of Romans tonight, but we'll grab two verses tonight, Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 20 and 21. I want to speak a little something to you tonight that Paul here, he's telling the church at Rome and letting them know that Jesus can. Jesus can. You may need that tonight. I know I need it this week. Jesus can. There's a lot of things in this world that you and I cannot do, but Jesus can. There's a lot of things in this world that we need that we can't do on our own, but Jesus can. And tonight we're going to look in verse number 20 and verse number 21 and just see what Jesus can. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight, Romans 5 and verse number 20. The Bible says, "Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abound, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord." Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Lord, I love you and I thank you. I thank you that you can when I can't. I thank you that you're able and you're available tonight to move in on any situation. Lord, tonight the prayer request, as Brother Eric's done said, has been many all over the house tonight. I lift up every name. You know the names. The secrets are done out in the throne room of heaven tonight. Lord, I pray tonight for the revival that's coming up. I pray as a congregation that we storm the gates of heaven, Father. And Lord God, we ask you to send an anointing on this place like never before. Father, I pray tonight for Brother Ricky Wolf. Lord, I lift him up to you tonight. Lord, I pray you give him the freedom to study, the ability to know what we need, Father, when he comes to this place. I pray you speak to his heart in a mighty way. Lord, I'd pray that we'd be praying and asking you to search our hearts before we ever get there. Father, I pray that a lost man or a woman don't have to stumble over me, that me being in the altar and getting myself in the way. I pray I done have everything right by the time revival comes. I done been in my closet and praying to you. Lord, I pray that for every member of this church, that we'd already be ready when revival gets here. And all we have to do is just basking in your love. Father, I love you and I thank you tonight. I thank you that what I can't do, you can. And I pray tonight that you search the hearts of these people. Search my heart tonight and let us look to you for everything that we do. We love you and we thank you. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. It be in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Jesus can. Jesus can. And tonight what I want to do in verse 20 and verse number 21 is, as we come on down, you look in Romans 5, 1, he says, therefore. And then we come on down to moreover. Anytime you see the word therefore, you need to know what it's there for. Amen? And we come on down through there and we see that he says it's therefore to show us that grace and how it abounds in our life. As we read in verse number 20, it says, moreover, the law entered. The law entered to show us that we were trespassing. When the law came and the Lord gave the law and gave the command, he wanted to do that to show us that we were trespassing and going the wrong way and how sinful we really are. But Jesus, when he entered to save us from our sin and to lead us in the right way. So when the law came, it showed us our wrong. But Jesus, when he came, he gave us the right way. He gave us salvation and he gave us what we need in our life. Tonight, I want to look at this tonight. The law can't, but Jesus can. And I want to share with you four things tonight that the law cannot do, but Jesus can do. Tonight, there's four things that the law cannot do, but Jesus can do tonight. Have you ever thought about that in your life? The people says, well, there ain't nothing left to do but to pray. That should have been the first thing I done. Well, we done all we can do. We might as well pray now. That's usually why I'm in the mess I'm in, because I did everything I could do and put prayer at the back burner. If I'll put prayer first, a lot of times I ain't even got to do very much. Amen. He'll answer the prayers. Let's look in verse number 20 tonight. He says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abound, grace did much more abound. The law cannot redeem. Number one, the law cannot redeem a person, but Jesus can. The law cannot redeem a person. There'll never be a person in heaven because they was redeemed or bought back by the law. You are bought back, and I am too tonight, by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by what he did on the cross of Calvary when we put our trust in him and we believe in him. Tonight, as we look into this, we see that the law, we see moreover the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded. Tonight, that law tonight, where that sin abounded, the law, it punishes, or the sin abounds. But as the law tonight, it punishes an individual. If you break the law, you know what you get? You get a punishment. If you break the law, you get a punishment, and there's punishment for law. Tonight, you know what happens when you sin? There's punishment for sin tonight. And a lost man tonight, the punishment of sin is still on him. On a saved man tonight, that punishment of that sin goes on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, I'd say this tonight, and I want to warn you of this. Even after you're saved, when you sin, you're still going to have punishment that'll come your way, even though that it's been placed on Jesus Christ. When you ask for repentance, punishment is still going to come. I tell a bunch of old boys and a bunch of people all the time, when they get saved, they ask the Lord to come in their heart, and it ain't no miracle pill, and it ain't no just miracle thing that happens in your life. It's a walk that you do. It is a miracle that you're saved. Amen. But tonight, I want you to get this. And when you get saved, it don't wipe away everything that you've done in the law that we live in the land that we live in, where it's sin abounded. Friends, tonight, after you've been saved, there's still punishment for some things that you may have done in your life. I remember I got saved in 2007. And when I got saved, I want you to know I was still under court appointed. I had to go to my parole officer or my probation officer. And I was on court appointed, had to go to her. You know what? Even though I was saved, I still had to go and report to do the things of the law of this land. Even though I was washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, my sin still carried something here on this side that I had to handle on my own. And tonight I want you to know where the law cannot redeem a person, but Jesus can. Turn with me to Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 20. We're talking about redeeming a person from their sin tonight. He says in Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 20 that law tonight, it punishes, but grace pardons. In Romans 3:20, the Bible says, therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Only thing that the law will do in your life, it'll let you know that you're sinning and you're not doing right. It gives you the acknowledgement of sin that is in your life tonight. You say, preacher, I know that tonight. And he says, you're not justified by the law. But tonight, what does justify me? Look with me right down there to Romans 3:24. The law cannot redeem a person, but I thank God tonight that Jesus Christ can. Amen? Look what he says in verse number 24. Being justified or redeemed tonight, being bought back tonight. How are we bought back tonight? Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus tonight. That redemption is in Christ Jesus tonight. So the law cannot redeem a person, but Jesus can. Tonight I ask you a question. Are you redeemed tonight by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Tonight as we get to this place in our life, we understand that the law is still out there and we obey the law. But tonight, we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. So let's look at number 2 tonight. The law cannot redeem a person, but Jesus can. And in verse number 21 of the text, in Romans chapter number 5, the law cannot reconcile a person, but Jesus can. Now, the law cannot redeem nobody, but Jesus can. And when you've been redeemed, there's a time in your life you have to become reconciled to what you've done wrong, and you get reconciliation. Now, you can be redeemed, and then you get reconciled. Tonight, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been just ill at somebody, mad at somebody, wayward with somebody, and they ask you to forgive them? You know what happens when you forgive them? There's that reconciliation. You reconcile with one another. You put your differences to the side, and you become friends again. You have fellowship again. You have a relationship again. You know what took that reconciliation and threw it out the window? Sin did that in my life. What reconciled me back to Christ? Jesus Christ. What reconciled me back to God? Jesus Christ tonight. Look what he says here in verse number 21. That as sin hath reigned unto death. So sin, we understand tonight, it's going to produce death in a person's life tonight. But look what he said. So might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. The law cannot reconcile a person, but Jesus can. Sin is death, and grace is Jesus Christ, life. Tonight, sin is death, but grace is our life that we have in Christ Jesus. Romans 5:10, look with me in this text. In Romans 5:10, we're talking about being reconciled back to Jesus Christ tonight. Look what he says in Romans 5:10. For if, When we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. There's never been a time that you've been in good standings with God. It don't matter your last name. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter how much money you got. It doesn't matter the standings you have in life. The only way that we're redeemed and we're reconciled to God is by His Son, Jesus Christ. He says tonight, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more." He said, "Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." When we're reconciled, you know what that does? When we've been redeemed and reconciled, we have been saved by His life, not my life. Let me give you this tonight. To be reconciled is to make peace with the one that peace was broke with. Tonight, let me give you this. Without grace, there are no peace. Tonight, if I'm just going to stop here for a minute. Tonight, if you have no peace and it's turmoil around you 24/7, you need to get you some grace. Grace produces peace. Nothing else will. Grace produces peace. Satan will put condemnation on you. He'll put guilt. He'll put shame. He'll put doubt. He'll put fear. All that comes from Satan. But what does Christ do? He gives you grace, and that grace produces peace in a believer's life tonight. He says tonight, and Romans, if you'll look with me here in Romans 5:10, we are reconciled by that grace tonight in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Without grace, there are no peace. They go together. You can't separate them tonight. If you want to have peace, you've got to live by His grace. If you live by His grace, you will have peace tonight. A lot of times in the life we live, and I got to be straight up right here. A lot of times in the life that I live, when I don't have peace, I'm not living under His grace. I'm not living under His grace. I'm not living under what He did on the cross. I'm trying to do it in my own power. I'm trying to do it in my own will. I'm trying to do it my own way. You know why people get burned out on church? And they quit living under the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They try to do it their own way. They try to do it their way. You know when church gets old and it gets stagnant, don't get where it needs to be. You know why? Because we quit living under grace and we don't have no peace in our life. And we try to move here. We try to move there. We try to do this. We try to do that. And we get to the place in our life and we say, "Lord God, even though I don't feel You next to me, even though I can't hear You, I know You're still here." That's grace. Grace is when I don't feel Him in my life. I don't feel saved. I don't think I'm saved. Can I get a witness? Man, I don't feel nothing. I can be praying and it feels like it ain't hitting the ceilings. I feel like nothing's going on. Everything around me is falling apart. But grace tells me He's right there in the middle of it. Grace tells me that He's got me even when I don't think He's got me is what He does. You know why? Because He redeemed you. And He's reconciled you back by His grace. He's made peace in your life. There's peace that goes on. You know what? If you don't never get to that place in your life and you allow Him to reconcile you and make that peace in your life, you'll live miserable the rest of your life. You live in a miserable place the rest of your life. You ever see somebody just miserable? When you walk in the room with them, they're miserable. They're just all on them. They're just miserable. And everything's going wrong in their life. You know what Paul says? He says you need to get under grace. He said His grace is sufficient for us. His grace is sufficient. When things ain't going right, just get under His grace. When things ain't going the way you think it should, just get under His grace. His grace is enough tonight for you and I tonight. We see two things tonight. Number one is law cannot redeem us, but grace can. The law can't, but grace can. You get pulled over tonight, leaving here, going down the road, Mr. Do-Right gets you. Y'all know who Mr. Do-Right is, don't you? Riley Cagle's Mr. Do-Right. He don't know that, but he is. He's Mr. Do-Right. And he pulls you over and he gets in behind you. Brandy's grandma used to say, "Mr. Do-Right." She said, I leave the house and she know I'm speeding going home. She said, "Don't you let Mr. Do-Right get you." I said, "Yes, ma'am, I won't let Mr. Do-Right get me." Most times she said that, Mr. Do-Right got me. And one's laughing, he got you too, didn't he? But you know, when Mr. Do-Right pulled me over and he got me, he was the law. There was nothing he could do. He couldn't redeem me. He couldn't reconcile me. He couldn't release me. He couldn't do nothing because He is the law. He is the law, and He sets it down, and it's just the way it is. There ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. You're caught, you're guilty, and punishment is your way. And you're going to pay when He pulls you over. You're going to pay when He pulls you over. Unless you're His mom, then you might get out. But tonight, Jesus Christ says, God says this. He says, "I got a way. I got a law that you've got to go by." Get this tonight. I got a law that I've set them forth to go by. And if you break it, hell is your home. If you break one of them, hell is your home. If you break one of them, hell is your home. That's what the law done. But then he sent grace. And he said, I know you couldn't keep it, but I give you a standard to live by. And you do your best to live by it. But when you fall short, you always remember this, grace is enough. Grace is enough tonight. You say, preacher, am I going to fall? Am I going to fall short? You bet you are. I'm going to do it too. But tonight I got to tell Satan, I'm not saved by the law, I'm saved by grace. I'm saved by that mercy, that grace. Does that mean I throw the law out? No, Jesus didn't come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill the law. Tonight, number one, he redeems us. Number two, he reconciles us. Let's look at the third thing tonight that he does, that the law cannot do, but Christ can do. The third thing tonight, the law cannot release a person. I hit it down there, but Jesus can. The law cannot release a person, but Jesus can. You know what? When you get in trouble and they take you to jail and you get in, and I don't know who this is for tonight. I hope none of y'all get to this, but they lock you up and they take you to jail. Nobody can get you out. When that cop puts you in that cop car and he takes you to jail, he don't have authority when he sticks you in. That he can't just let you back out. There's got to be a judge. There's got to be a judge. There's got to be somebody higher than him that says, okay, he can be released. Tonight, the law said we was all guilty, but grace says, I got him covered. Tonight, I want you to look at this, what he says here in verse 21. Even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. That eternal life, law cannot release a person, but Jesus can. The law makes one guilty, grace makes one forgiven. Romans 5:12, if you'll look right up in the text, it says, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world. Romans 5:12. Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. By one man we became guilty. By Adam tonight we became guilty. By one man we became guilty. And only by one man we will become forgiven. One man we became guilty. The second Adam we became free when we put our faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ. The first Adam made us guilty. The second Adam frees us. Look with me tonight in John chapter number 5 and verse number 24. And I want to show you this tonight. John chapter number 5 and verse number 24. The law cannot release a person, but Jesus can. I want you to look at this tonight in John 5, 24. He says tonight, this is Jesus written in red. He's talking here tonight. And he says in John 5, 24, verily, verily, or surely, surely. Anytime you see verily, verily, man, it's time to perk up. You know how it is when you was a kid and you got called by your first and middle name and last name? No? Okay. Yeah. I'm still that way with my wife. She says, William, it's on, son. I don't know what's up tonight, but y'all have a good time. Y'all have a good time. You've been redeemed. If you're saved tonight, you ought to be the most happiest person in the world. And I'm telling you that because most of the time I'm in the dump. Most time I have something go over my mind and I forget I'm redeemed, I forget I'm reconciled, I forget I'm released. I'm not under that bondage. Get behind me, Satan. He'll tie you up and he'll make you not what you need to be. He'll make you do things you shouldn't do. But tonight I want you to know that Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but it's passed from death unto life. You're released. No longer dead, but you're alive. No longer under that condemnation, but alive. No longer dead, but alive. Folks, tonight, I don't know about you, but tonight, Jesus can tonight. You may have people in your life tonight, you think they're too far gone, preacher. They're dead. I don't know if they'll ever. Jesus can. Jesus can. You know, a lot of times in my life, I get looking at the way people are living, I'm thinking, I don't know if there's any hope for them or not. And I forget where I came from. I forget where I came from. And I forget that there was people that sat in a church building and prayed for me. I'm sure there was some of them that sat there and said, there's no hope for him. But Jesus said, what the law can't do, Jesus can. Tonight, I want to show you the fourth thing tonight. And this right here is getting down to where we need to be. The law cannot redeem a person, but Jesus can. The law cannot reconcile a person, but Jesus can. The law cannot release a person, but Jesus can. And fourthly tonight, the law cannot produce a relationship with a person, but Jesus can. A relationship. A relationship. Last night, we were sitting at home eating pizza. I knew I was going to bring this message. And I was sitting there eating pizza, and Brandy and me and Kaylee and her little boyfriend. And they said, when did y'all first meet? When did you ask? I was like, well, where is this going? And we started telling where we first met. I was in ninth grade. She was in seventh grade. I said, you know when you walked into that gym? They said, yeah. The old gym? Yeah. You know the coach's lounge on that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boy, there's a hook, line, and sinker. I said, you know the far goal at the back? Said, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, seventh graders played back there, ninth graders played up on the front. And I asked them, I said, who, it'll be okay to say this. Who is that woman, that girl, in them white Levi's back there? Come on. I said, who is that? And they said, that's Brian Reeves' sister, and you better leave her alone. Tonight, God's wanting a relationship with you. And tonight, he's looking at you, and he's got a sparkle in his eyes. And he's wanting a relationship with you. Not just to do for a little while or part-time or a lot of things in this life we live in. If they don't like it, they'll change it and do something different. It won't work that way with God. Folks, tonight, he wants a relationship with you that'll last for eternity. When I was in the ninth grade and she was in the seventh grade, I didn't know if that relationship would last as long as it has. But I do know this tonight. It took not only her, not only me, but it took God. Tonight, I want you to know the relationship that you have with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, tonight. No man can give you that relationship tonight but Jesus Christ. Tonight, the relationship you have with him ought to be more important than the marriage that you have. It ought to be more important than the children that you're raising. It ought to be more important than the job that you have. It ought to be more important in my life than being the pastor of this church to make sure my relationship with him is right where he'd have it to be. You know what makes a good relationship is when you work on it. I know tonight I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I know tonight I'm reconciled by the blood of Jesus Christ. I know tonight I've been released by the blood of Jesus Christ and my relationships by his blood tonight. And I want to give you this tonight. Knowing all that, knowing I'm free, I'm no longer a bond slave, I'm no longer under none of them things, I'm free, I can do whatever I want to do, I'm free, who the Son sets free is free indeed. But you know what tonight? Even though I know I'm free, I'm under bondage to him because he's the one who bought me. I'm under his bondage tonight. And his bondage is not grievous. His bondage is not a bunch of grievous. It ain't grievous. It's freedom. And tonight, I want you to know this. You have a relationship tonight with God. I don't know about you tonight, but I want my relationship to be with him. I don't want to talk with him every other day or once a week. I want to talk with him daily. I want to communicate with him daily, weekly. I want to communicate with him. When I seen her that when she was that young, I couldn't just ask her to be my girlfriend and left her and just done whatever I wanted to do. We wouldn't be 21 years, it's 27 now. Glory to God. What did it take, preacher? For it to be a relationship that we're proud of, it took dedication. It took dedication. Can I say tonight he's done his part? He's done his part. Jesus can. Question to you tonight, will you? Will you do what God's called you to do? As a church tonight, I want to do what God's called me to do. I want to be in line with him tonight so much. I want to be right where he'd have me to be tonight. I don't know what God's got going on in my life, and I'm just going to talk to you for a minute. I'm fixing to get on this relationship. But I do know this, he is speaking to my mind so much. The thing he is speaking on is relationship. If you look in the world we live in, relationships are broke all the time. Friends, you friend today, you're not a friend tomorrow. You didn't do the way I thought you should do, so you're no longer my friend. I just befriend you. I'll defriend you. I'll take you off my list. You're no longer my friend. God don't work that way. God don't work that way. He said he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He said he's there for you. Tonight, I believe one of the most neglected people in the world we live in is the Holy Ghost. He is a person. And tonight, I want to get so close to where he is tonight. I want everybody in these pews to get so close that we can hear him when he talks to us. And he'll keep us from going down the roads that we shouldn't go down, and we'll go down the right roads. Tonight, we have a friend, and his name's Jesus. And he's more than something that is hung on a cross. He's more than somebody that we come to church and just worship. He's our Father tonight. God Almighty, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, all three made up of one. Tonight I want to show you in Romans, closing out, the relationship that we have by which we cry, Abba, Father. Tonight when my daughter cries, any kid in this room can cry, and I'll be concerned. I'll listen to him, you know, look at him. But when Kaylee Mills cries, I know it's her. And I'm going to tell you something. As much as I know it's her, these mamas in here, you let their baby cry, and they know it's their baby. Tonight, if you got something in your life that you just preach, I got to be released from this. I got to be redeemed, reconciled. I got to get released from this. I can't keep hanging on to this. It'll only do it because Jesus can. Tonight, I'm going to show you this tonight. If we'll get to the place where we'll cry, Abba, Father, he'll meet the needs in our life. Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 15 tonight, the Bible says, Romans 8:15, the Bible says, for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. We've not received that. We've been set free. But ye have received, there's that relationship tonight. You've received something when you got to, in a relationship, you received something. You have received the Spirit. There it is. Don't neglect it. When it speaks to you, don't overrun it. Don't try to blow it off. When he speaks to you, listen to that Spirit. But you have received the Spirit of adoption, been adopted, whereby we cry. Not we call or we holler. We cry, Abba, Father. Or we cry, Daddy. We come to that place in our life where we say, Lord, I can't do it no more, but Jesus can. Tonight, if you're at a place and you can't do it no more, I can't do it no more, I'm done, I can't do it no more, just cry out to your daddy. You've been given that Spirit. You've received that tonight as a child of God. To whatever's going on in your life, you don't have to tote it. You can put it on him. And tonight, when you put it on him, it's his problem. It ain't yours no more. When you release it and give it to him, it becomes his problem, not yours. Tonight, that's what happens in a relationship tonight. And tonight, the greatest relationship you can be in tonight is the relationship with Jesus Christ. I told them last night, and I'll finish this up. I told them last night, when we were sitting there, they said, well, how did you ask her to marry you? You know, we had to get in a relationship. Back then, you just didn't marry a girl. I don't know how they do it now. I don't know how we're going to do it on Mills Hill. Don't we pay for the wedding? Yeah, I know how we'll do it on Mills Hill. Y'all think, he sure is a smart aleck. No, I mean, I know how I had to do it. I had to do it. You had to go ask the daddy. And there ain't a boy alive or man alive ever went and asked the daddy that, man, I'm telling you what, I scared to death. And I told Brandy, I said, tonight's the night. And she said, for what? I said, I'm asking you, Daddy, I'm marrying you. She said, are you crazy? I said, hey, I got to do it sometime. I got to do it sometime. I went into the house. She took off in the kitchen with her mama. Talking about a relationship. Talking about wanting something released unto you. Talking about you wanting to redeem something. I wanted something. I wanted it. But the only way I could get it, I had to go through the Father. Folks, any relationship that's worth anything, you don't have to go through the Father. I told the Lord I'm just going to be easy.
You'll have to go through the Father. Man, God's been speaking to me. Any relationship worth anything, you'll have to go through the Father. I'm not going to ask for a piece of trash. I'm not going to ask for some old girl down the street. I'm going to ask for his daughter's hand. I'm going to ask for his daughter's. He's sitting there watching TV, and I said, I got a question I want to ask you. He said, yeah, what is it? I said, can I marry your daughter? Can I marry Brandy? I couldn't remember her name then. He hit mute. We didn't have pause back in. He hit mute on TV. And he stood up and he said, stand up. I thought, this is it. Son, I'm done. I said, yes, sir. And he looked me dead in the eye, and he's this close, Brother Hagin. I know COVID's going on, but hey, he's this close. I'm talking about right there. He said, if you hurt her or make her cry, I'm going to kill you. And I sniggered like, and he said, I'm not playing. He sat back down, I muted the TV. I sat back down, they come out of the kitchen. A little bit later, she said, how'd it go? I said, I think it went good, I don't know. All I know is I got two things in this life to do. Listen to me. I got two things in this life to do. To please the Father and respect the gift that he gave me. Tonight, I believe there's a lot of men. Number one, they don't respect the Father, and they sure don't respect the gift that's been given. Folks, listen to me. I'm your pastor tonight, and I love you. I love you with all my heart. But I want you to know tonight, just as that man gave me this gift and it became a relationship, I respect the gift that he gave me. I'm not going to abuse it. I'm not going to beat it. I'm not going to holler at it. I'm not going to scream it. I'm not going to throw it down. I'm not going to do dumb things. When that Father released that gift unto me, you know what I've done with it? I've cherished it. I tell him in class all the time when we're doing married class, I said, if you ain't got but 20 to your name, she gets to 20 and you just find something to eat. That's the way I was raised. Folks, tonight I want you to know something. God loves you so much. When you get to the place in your life and you realize that you've asked the Father for that gift, you say, I may not be able to take care of it the way I should, but Jesus can. He'll give you the strength tonight. As your pastor tonight, I pray you realize tonight that everything the law couldn't do, the Father did. And he gave it to you, not to take advantage of it, but to cherish it and love it. Love tonight that you've been redeemed. Tell somebody this week you've been redeemed. Love it that you've been reconciled. Man, it's good. Tell somebody, man, I'm released. I ain't who I used to be. Most of all, tell somebody this week about your relationship with Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, I can't. I'm just shy. I can't do it. No, you can't, but Jesus can. Father, I love you, and I thank you for this night. Lord God, I pray tonight you take this sermon. I pray tonight, Father, for the one that don't have a relationship tonight in this building or on the web page that'll be listening. Father, they know who they are. I pray that they get a relationship tonight. Father, their religion will send them to hell. Lord, I know that tonight. I read the book, and Father God, we can get tied up in religion and not do us a bit of good. Father, we want a relationship all the way through this life that we live. People want to be in a relationship. And Lord God, tonight you've called us to be in that because Jesus can. What we couldn't do and the law could not provide, Jesus did. And Lord, I pray tonight, Lord God, for this church and this church family. Lord, I pray tonight for these men and these women in this room. Lord, that we be what you've called us to be. We be men and we be women of God. Lord God, when we walk out of this place tonight, no matter where we go, Father, we're the same there as we are here. And Lord, I pray tonight that you watch over us till we come back Sunday. I bind down COVID in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray tonight that you keep it away from Union Chapel Baptist Church tonight. Lord God, I don't have the power, but Jesus can. Father, I pray tonight for the prayer request. I can't heal them, but Jesus can. Lord, I pray for the ones that's got cancer. I can't heal it, but Jesus can. I pray for the marriages that are broken. I pray that Jesus fixes them because he can.
I pray tonight, Father, for the kids that need help, because Jesus can. Lord, I pray tonight when we walk out of this room tonight, we can say it's been good to be in your house. Lord, this week when old Satan throws things in our face, I pray we tell him, yeah, we can't, but Jesus can. Father, I love you tonight. Bless these people in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Amen.